Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Well, this is our last day of talking all about the classic Treasure Island. Things have taken, well, it seems a turn for the worse for young Jim Hawkins. He wanted to go on this adventure. He was bored with his life before. He was just stuck at his parents' hotel. Things all changed when a ship captain came through telling all these crazy stories about his life at sea. That guy ended up dying tragically. He was a bit of a drinker. He drank too much. But he left behind a treasure map. Jim found it, went out with these two guys, Trelawney and Lavesi.
They're the good guys.
They're the good guys. But they hired up a crew. And it turned out the crew were a bunch of pirates. So they got out to sea, and Jim overheard the pirates talking. They said, okay, once we get to where we need to go, we're going to kill those guys.
And we'll get the money, the treasure.
We're going to keep the money for ourselves. But Jim and his two companions managed to escape onto the treasure island, and that's where they left, where we left them. They were at a fort, and now we're going to find out exactly what happens to them in the end. Let's go ahead and read through today's article, then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Treasure Island. While Jim wanders the island alone, he finds a stranded man living there. His name is Ben Gunn, and he was left behind by the crew that buried the treasure. Gunn agrees to help Jim if he can get him off the island. Jim runs to tell Trelawney and Lavesi about Gunn. They are surprised to learn this and feel closer to their goal. Jim heads out to explore again. Yet, as he returns to the fort, he is terrified when he sees that the pirates have occupied the fort. Instead of killing him, Long John Silver captures Jim and drags him along with the pirates to find their riches. Yet, when they reach the spot on the map, they are shocked to discover that the treasure is gone. Moments later, they hear gunshots. Lavesi and Gunn fire the shots to distract Silver and rescue Jim. As they run away, Gunn reveals that he hid the treasure elsewhere on the island. Happily, the men haul the treasure onto the ship and sail back home. They share the gold and live comfortably for the rest of their lives.
The story begins by saying while Jim wanders the island alone, he finds a stranded man living there. So Jim, he's wandering around, walking around the island by himself. He finds somebody who is stranded, a stranded man. If you are stranded, it means you are trapped in a place.
Right.
And you can't get out. Usually we say stranded like on an island because you can't leave unless you have a boat or a plane. And this guy obviously had neither of those things. So he was stuck or stranded on the island.
OK, 所以一开始呢我们就看到呢在第三天的课文这个 Jim 呢他当然就是漫无目的的在走因为其实这个毕竟他可能想说这个岛上可能他也不熟悉所以他只能 wander。wander 的意思就有着漫游或者是有时候迷失方向漫步这样的意思。而 stranded 呢则是说表示呢通常是处于困境的那可想而知有一个男生或是有一个男人在这个岛上当然咯因为他如果可能没有船或是其他的工具逃离这个岛他一定就是在被困在这个岛上所以因此我们会用 a stranded man 来形容他 And who is this stranded man?
His name is Ben Gunn and he was left behind by the crewThat buried the treasure. Such a cool name, Ben Gunn. Sounds like a pirate. He was left behind by the crew that buried the treasure. So the pirates, this crew, they buried the treasure. To bury something means you dig a hole in the ground and you put something in and then you put the earth or the soil back on top of it so you can't see it. He was left behind by the crew that did that. To be left behind means that you're with some people and maybe you turn around and they run away and you are, they're gone and you're stuck there. So he was left behind and left behind is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Sh- shortcut for you.
I love hiking in the mountains. Wait, what was that noise? Who's there?
I finally found someone. Do you have any food?
Who are you?
I'm Pat. I came here with some friends, but I got lost, and I was left behind.
Where did they leave you?
Behind? If you're left behind, then you stay where you are, but everybody else goes away.
I understand. Be left behind means 被丢下没跟上。
Yes, that's what happened. So, please, can you take me back to Taipei?
Of course. It's this way. Follow me.
I'm gonna stay very close to you so I don't get left behind again.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase left behind.
Right.
Ben Gunn was left behind by the crew that buried the treasure.
Wow. Okay, so maybe he knows where the treasure is.
I'm sure he does. I hope so.
Okay, 所以原来这个 Ben Gunn 呢，就是刚刚我们提到，就是说他被困在这个岛上的人，他就是被之前把这个treasure， 就是把宝藏埋藏的那个同一组的船员被遗弃在这个岛上，就是他们离开这个岛就把它丢在这边啦。那这里我们看到一个字就是 bury, B-U-R-Y, 就是有这个埋藏，或者呢如果我们在指尸体就是埋葬，我们也会用同样这个字啦。那如果用埋藏的时候，我们就会马上想到这个狗狗，它通常会把它的骨头就是把它埋在一个地底，他们就会我们就可以这么说啦， The dog buried her bone.Or sometimes we could say, he buried the money in the backyard. Okay, now sometimes to bury can also mean to hide something so it cannot be seen or it's difficult to see. For example, we talk about bury one's feelings,、mm-hmm. 就是把自己的感觉、感情感或者情绪藏起来这样的意思哦。Okay, so what happens now?
Well, Gunn agrees to help Jim.If he can get him off the island. So Gunn's going to help them out. You help me, I help you.
Right.
Jim runs to tell Trelawney and Lavesi about Gunn. So remember, Hawkins, he was off by himself. And then he met Gunn.
Right.
Now he's going to go run and tell the other two about him. Hey, I met this guy. He's going to help us out. And we've got to help him also get off the island. So...How are they actually going to do that?
Okay. 那其实我觉得这时候他们会找到宝藏的胜算感觉比较大。因为这个 Gunn, 他就是之前那一组这个就是水手那一组船员去藏的宝藏。所以呢这时候他们就好像有个小小的交易。他说好啦 ,Jim, 那因为如果我帮你找到这样子的一个 treasure 的话那么呢你一定要帮助我离开这个岛上因为他可能就不想要再被遗弃啦。Okay, so that's great.
Yeah, they are surprised to learn this. They're surprised there's another guy on the island. And they feel closer to their goal. So they think, well, now maybe everything is going to work out. Maybe we can get the treasure and actually escape with our lives.
没错，其实本来他们可能在这个时候呢，因为想到说这个有其他那一对就是就是后面在计谋他们的这些海盗们，可能会提早找到他们的这个要找的宝藏。但是呢现在好像有个转机哦所以当然他们三个人很开心想说哇这样子离我们的 goal, 离我们的目标更加近啦所以他们还是可以找到这个 宝藏的可能性就变高了。
Now Jim heads out to explore again. To head out just means to go somewhere.
Right.
Like I'm heading out to the store. So he's going out to explore, heading out to explore. Yet as he returns to the fort, he is terrified.When he sees that the pirates have occupied the fort. So, remember, they found this abandoned fort.
Right.
They were going to use that as a base. He comes back and he sees that the pirates have occupied it. It means that if you occupy a place, it means that you are physically there. You are in that place and you are going to use it for some purpose. So the pirates, they saw the fort, the place that used to have soldiers in it, and they said,Hey, yeah, that looks useful. We can use that instead of Jim and his friends.
OK, 刚刚我们有看到一个片语就是 head out。 其实呢在美式的口语常常我们会用 head out somewhere， 就是去或是前往哪个地方。 For example, she headed out early this morning. So she just went out early this morning. OK, 那我们刚刚有看到 yet 是一个非常好的转折语气，就是然而怎么样。所以本来他想说，哎，那去外面再去探索一番，然而他回来的时候他感到非常的 terrified，就是非常的恐惧。为什么呢？因为他发现啊，惨了，原来呢跟他们一起来的这些海盗们，他们竟然怎么样 occupied， 他们占领他们原本找到那个遗弃的堡垒。那还记得堡垒的英文要怎么说吗？就是 fort， F-O-R-T。 OK，
alright, next the article says, instead of killing him, Long John Silver captures Jim and drags him along with the pirates to find the riches. So, well, I guess Jim thought maybe, well, this is it.
Find him useful.
Maybe I'm done. Maybe this is the end of my life. But instead of killing him, Long John Silver captures him. If you capture somebody, it means you take them.
Right.
Usually, they don't want to be taken.
No.
It means this is against their will. This is not what they want. So he captures Jim and drags him along with the pirates to find the riches. So he says, okay, you're coming with us. You're going to help us find the treasure.
Okay, 我们先来看一下刚刚提到的一开始的句子。Instead of, 后面我们可以接上名词或者是动词 ing。其实呢，通常我们是讲说要做什么而不做什么的时候，我们就会用到这个句型啦。Instead of, 后面接的呢，就是不做的事情被取代的人事物。比方我可以说啦 ，I want the burger instead of the hot dog。那我要的是什么呢？我要的是 burger。Instead of 后面的东西是我不要的东西。所以呢，在这里我们看到，我们原本想到说惨啦，可能这个海盗一来就是要把他给杀了，这样才可以灭口，才可以一个人独吞这个宝藏。可是没有诶，与其就是也是说他没有把他给杀了，他是把他怎么样 capture。Capture 就有着这个像俘虏或者是抓取抓什么东西这样的意思，所以要把它抓着，然后就说 OK， 然后我把你抓着一起来去寻找这个宝藏，我们一起去寻找，因为当然他还是想要有帮手啦，对不对？那这里我们又看到 drag somebody along， 其中的 drag 其实就是 pull， P-U-L-L， 就是拉着人去做什么事情，或者呢你也可以拉东西啊。 For example, I could say she dragged one of the other tablesover to ours. And sometimes we could use this word figuratively. For example, you drag me all the way out here only to tell me that this store is closed. It's like, why did you do this?
Yeah, we usually use the word drag. If somebody takes us somewhere we didn't really want to go and it's far away and it's inconvenient.
Right.
So he got dragged out there to find the treasure. He didn't want to go with them either, but he doesn't have a choice.
He was forced.
Now, yet, when they reach the spot on the map, they are shocked to discover that the treasure is gone. If you are shocked, just means you're very surprised.
Yes.
You didn't expect this to happen. So they get there, they're expecting this big treasure chest full of gold and silver and all kinds of valuable goodies, and they find nothing.
Right.
Too bad.
Okay. 所以呢，通常在电影里面我们就看到说这个这个宝藏都会放在一个宝藏的那个箱子或是盒子，那个我们就用 chest 这个字来形容啦。所以当他们来到这个就是根据他们的这个藏宝图上面的地方的时候，他们竟然发现啊，什么竟然他们的宝藏全部都不见了。这里我们看到的 shocked 其实就跟 surprise 的意思差不多，很惊讶的意思，而 gone 当然就是指不见这样子意思啊。
Moments later they hearGunshots. Gunshots is the sound that you hear when a gun fires a bullet. So bang, bang, bang. They hear some gunshots.
Okay. 所以呢在不过就是不久后呢他们就听到了 gunshots. Gunshots 是什么呢？其实就是枪它射击的这样子的一个声音。所以他听到就说哎有人他开枪了这样子的意思啦。
Now, where did these gunshots come from?Well, Levesi and Gunn fired the shots to distract Silver and rescue
Jim. We forgot the other guys.
Yeah, we got these other guys. They're coming to the rescue. They fire the shots. They're going to distract Silver and rescue Jim. To rescue someone means to save them from a dangerous situation.
OK, 我们来看一下，原来是他们的好朋友、要开始要救他们。那要怎么救呢？当然他们就是开了这个枪，才可以 distract， 才可以分散他们的注意力嘛。那这样子呢，他们才可以 rescue Jim。 Rescue 其实就是 save，拯救这样子的意思啦。 For example, I could say a fireman rescued 3 children from the burning building. Okay, let's continue and find out what happens next.
Well, as they run away, Gunn reveals that he hid the treasure elsewhere on the island. So this is what happened.
Gun.
The treasure is elsewhere. Elsewhere just means it is somewhere else, not in the spot where it was supposed to be.
原来是 Gun 他把这个宝藏呢就是藏在另外一个地方，在别处，我们就用 elsewhere 这个字来表达哦。 So, happily the man hauled the treasure onto the ship and sailed back home.
That's right, we have a happy ending. Well, not for the pirates, but for Hawkins and his friends, because they live, they survive, and they actually get the treasure, and they share the gold and live comfortably for the rest of their lives. Great, they got the treasure, they live to tell the tale, and they've got stories to tell for the rest of their lives about this amazing adventure. All right, that's all the time we have for the article, but let's go ahead now to our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question is all about, well, what happened to Hawkins and his friends. They became rich. So what would you do, Laura, if you suddenly became rich?
I would just still be me, myself. I don't want other people to know that I became rich all of a sudden. That could be a little bit dangerous. And I don't want people come and ask me, hey, give me some money.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes if you win the lottery.
Right.
People say, wow, he's got lots of money. Just lend me a few dollars. You know,
I would keep a low profile.
Yeah, I think that's a smart way to go. But you wouldn't buy anything? Like no luxuries? No fancy car?
Maybe
no house?
Maybe one at a time, but not like, you know, I would buy a lot of things at once. And also, I think I would stop working. I just want to go on, you know, vacation. And,
travel.
You know, travel.
Travel would be great. I think doing things like that would be definitely something I would do. I would go traveling... maybe forever, I don't know.
Wow, nice.
That would be really cool.
And actually, it depends how rich.
Yeah, it depends how rich, because some people actually, you read stories about this in the news, they win the lottery, and then 1 year, 2 years, 5 years later, they're broke. Yeah, they have nothing left because they don't plan out what to do with their money. They just start spending it, they start giving it away, money.
How about save some and, you know, spend some?
So yeah, you could save some...spend some saving. It's not fun, but it's smart. It's a good thing to do. Well, you guys can talk about this too. What would you do if you suddenly became rich? As for us, we are suddenly out of time, so we hope you will join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Treasure Island. While Jim wanders the island alone, he finds a stranded man living there. His name is Ben Gunn,and he was left behind by the crew that buried the treasure. Gunn agrees to help Jim if he can get him off the island. Jim runs to tell Trelawney and Livesey about Gunn. They are surprised to learn this and feel closer to their goal. Jim heads out to explore again, yet as he returns to the fort, he is terrified when he sees that the pirates have occupied the fort. Instead of killing him,Long John Silver captures Jim and drags him along with the pirates to find the riches. Yet, when they reach the spot on the map, they are shocked to discover that the treasure is gone. Moments later, they hear gunshots. Livesey and Gunn fire the shots to distract Silver and rescue Jim. As they run away, Gunn reveals that he hid the treasure elsewhere on the island. Happily, the men haul the treasure onto the shipis sailed back home. They share the gold and live comfortably for the rest of their lives.
Vocabulary Review. Bury. Dogs are known to bury bones and then dig them up later.Head out. The hikers packed their bags before heading out on the trip. fort. The soldiers ran back to their fort when they were attacked. Gunshot. The police officer heard a gunshot in the street and ran outside to see what happened. Rescue. Firefighters often have to rescue people who are trapped inside burning buildings. Elsewhere. Houses are very expensive in Taipei, but are cheaper elsewhere in the country.